Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 22nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kibs Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the plight of vendors in Zimbabwe as they face eviction in some urban areas.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and at the 4930-15460 and 6080 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about attempts by the government to forcibly remove vendors from Harare Central Business District.
The government has given up to today the vendors to leave and threatened to use the Zimbabwe Defence Forces if they do not heed the call. But vendors in Harare have stayed put, vowing to fight back if they are forced to leave lucrative selling points in the city's central business district.
The situation is calm in Harare and other cities, with indications that vendors are conducting their businesses as usual. Millions of people in Zimbabwe have ventured into informal businesses due to the country's declining economy.
To join the show, please call us now. And also, you can go to our live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Ibambe zulomuhle lingalithola njani lapho elikhona khona ngapho ke endaweni esijeneyo jonga unjani mfowethu
ngiyaphila ndoda
yebo bathina abantwana
ah bathana bayagula
ayi baza ba right
flu
oh iflu manje
yeah iflu yeah
yeah
it's cold you know
yeah isikhathi sankhona
ukutonora kuyagodola
yeah ikunjalo mfowethu
yeah kunjalo
yeah lamhla ke sikhuluma ngama vendors sikhuluma abantu abathenga bethengisa impahla ezidaladini so sizwile ke ukuthi Harare bekuthiwa ke kuyasetshenziswa ibutho ukuthi basuswe khona ngale ke esitaladini. So singazi ukuthi ibutho selingenile kumbe hatshi, sizokuthiwa ke alingenanga lamhlanje. Kodwa ke abantu bangani bethukile. Kodwa bolaba abathengisa esitaladini bathi bangavele bebuye bagijimisana kuze ukuthi ya. So ke kukhanyazana kuloko kwethusela nokuthize. Njalo ke sike sakhuluma lo mnumzana uStanley Zorwadza, okuvendors union kumbe association eHarare khona ngale. So besithi yena kafuna ukuthi ebone abantu begijinyiswa ngamapolisa awe kansili namapolisa kumba masoja ngoba abantu baphila ngakhonoko akulenye indlela abangayenza so sizuthi ke lingena uhlelo khona manje sixoxene ngodaba lolu nasi nombolo ufone kanye siyakufonela lapho khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077 kunjalo futhi
and Gibbs remember this is not only in Harare in all the city cities and that is the government ultimatum that the towns and cities in all the towns and cities and it's only it's not only directed to vendors also to those who operate pirate taxis
aha
nakuta umchikashika
yeah
umchikashika
amashikashika
yeah amashikashika so in all the cities and towns regardless of the size of the city or the town ivari kunzi ngavabude ndizvozvo nyati rukurukura nhasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri ndiyo yedanho rakatorwa nehurumende rekupa vanotengesera migwagwa nevemichovha maawa anokwana kuita 48 hours makumi mana nemasere kana kuti mazuva maviri ekuti vange vabva munzvimbo dzavanoshandira vari vanga vanotengesa nzvimbo dzavanotengesera dzisina kubvumidzwa nehurumende kana nemakanzuro pamwe chete nevanotakura vanhu ivavo vemapirate tax nzvimbo dzavanotakurira vanhu nekuburutsira vanhu kana dzisina kunge dzakabvumidzwa nehurumende gurukota rezvekutongwa kwematunhu vajulai moyo ndo vakapa inonzi ultimatum kana kuti shoko iro rekuti vanhu ivavo vange vabuda mukati memazuva maviri kana me 48 hours vakati ivo kana vanhu ivavo vakakundikana kubva munzvimbo idzodzo hurumende haisi kuzodzoka shure ichashandisa mauto kuti vange vachibvisa vanhu ivavo nechisimba vanoti vakataura nemumwe wevatevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga kuti mutibatsirewo kuzotipa mauto kuitira kunge tibvise vanhu ava nechisimba chatisingazivi ndechekuti zvinokodzera here kuti vanhu vange vachisvika padanho iroro rekuti vanobviswa nemauto nechisimba inyaya inofanira kunge ichitauriranwa dai hurumende ichigarawo pasi nevanotengesa vachinzwana nazvichemo zvavo pamwechete nemakanzuro ndozvatoda kutinzwe nhasi kubva kwamuri pindai muchirongwa ndechenyu nhamba dzenhare dzambotaurwa naGibbs asi vamwe mamusati matora zvinyoreso kana maballpoint ndokupai zvakare nhamba 001-202-619-2077 makangofona tobva takufonerai kandiro kanoenda kunobva kamwe fonai tobva takufonerai Gibbs
I think we're joined by our first guest and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's the director of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening and welcome to the program. Oh, I'm told that Mr. Ndiweni, his phone has dropped. So maybe let's read one or two messages that have been sent by people on our Facebook pages. Let's see. I think there are one or two people that have actually joined us, and the number is increasing. So the first person that sent us a message here, Mr. Chonga, we have got Zuze, who says he's watching and watching from Botswana, I guess. Then there's Clemens Machemeza, who says, I'm watching you guys from Maswingo. Hilary Mashawi says, Gibson Chonga, thank you for bringing the program. I'm watching from Caps. And then Bongani says, I'm in Cape Town. Then we've got Tendai, who is in Kamfinza. Kamfinza is in,
Close to Highland.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
There used to be a business center there, right?
Kamfinza, yes. Yes. Inina hongo andira umbo pashika. Asi bazi randai kwira rai fura na ikoko. Rishenda kumusha. Saka nichipa ziva.
Then Muska Whiskey says, I'm watching you on the phone. Oh, this is a question, actually. Can I watch you on the phone, or TV? Both, I think.
Both, yes. Both.
Yeah, so
as long as he is logged into our programs. Eh?
That's it. That's if she or he goes online, can open our websites, www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voindebele.com. The last one, www.voashona.com. So go there and then you can actually watch and he send us a message and all those kind of things. What do you have?
Hanzi namkoma Jack Eve. Ndofunga ndimkoma. Jack Eve. Hanzi, hey, create jobs. Vaka zizepi. Anditi maitema ma teacher ne reken ku school. Ivai mavenda ma streets. Shina ya wandisa. Mumu aru kutingawa visko. Then Rafael Makana. Government give vendors and tax pirates 48 hours. Zekubuda mtown. But wakaba 15 billion wakapiwa 3 months. So takupawo government 48 hours to create jobs. Then chirabwa rabwa anzi kiki kuseka namo serugare. Kwa wakuru hawa vanombozviziva here kuti kutengesa kuri kuita vanhu kushaya mabasa. Ngavape vanhu mabasa vozotaura izvozvo. Hazvinei nemasoja izvi inamo kutengesa. Tina Suzene muchaonyerwa. Anzi vatsvagireiwo mabasa vaone kubuda umwe ari kuwana mari yerendi chikafu nekuendesa mhuri yake kuchikoro. Saka akabuda asina basa munoda kuti ararame nei kana kuti maakuda kuti mbavha dziwande munyika siyai vanhu vatengese because muZimbabwe hamuna mabasa. Hanzi mukoma wedzirai Marisa, ko mhuri dzorarama nei vonoba here vanhu anzi voziva zvipi manje kana kuriko kutonga kwaro garwe hariiti. Mumwe ati ndipei anzi nhamba dzake idzo ndifonerei mashava mashava ari muSouth Africa panamba 27786792586 chaedza kufonerai mukoma mashava mashava tomboverenga kubva kuna Jane muchaonyerwa tamboverenga yakanyora kaviri Violet Chibilika anzi create jobs notice iri kupera nhasi zvokupedzerana mangwana.
Yeah, so we've got Sipa Zuze who says, I'm watching you direct from South Sudan.
Oh, yeah, he's our regular.
Yes, he's a regular kind of listener. Then Richard Piri says, Zimbabwean citizens should comply. Then Takawira Spanda says, I'm watching you from Karipa, Nyami Nyami Rural, Wamola. You know Wamola?
Mola, yeah. Mola, isn't it?
Yes, Mola. Yeah. Then Professor Ndlovu says, I'm watching you guys from Kezi, Ego Peula. I know the place, eh? Then Andrea Munyangaru says, the government can use force, yes, but this is not the source of the problem. If jobs are created, then vendors are going to just base on their own volition. Then Bongani says, thank you, Studio 7, for this kind of program. Then Richard Piri says, We need order in Zimbabwe, nothing else.
Mm.
I guess you could call it.
Tine mtererwe kutanga, anzi, ndi mkoma, ndofunga ndi mkoma Donald Mamboma.
Aha.
Ndi mkoma mkoma Donny D.
Donny D, yeah.
Yes. Mkoma Donald, magadi.
Ndofara mkoma Jonga, mrise.
Ai, watiru wapenyo. Hapi, ndaye mchurungwa ndichenyu, mimi, you don't need any introduction.
Ai, waindi, hajitwari zechurungwa.
Ndi zhuzhu.
Mkoma Jonga, mnuna shika, na mkoma Gip.
Hmm.
Nyaya ni pondo kuti mazenda, sote sisi wa tiki jira wakana sisi wa nakawa ya kunwa rinwa ruhu diaspora. Nemi wa mkomande, mimi sisi wa jira wano kuti, sisi wa kubuya, kubuda kwa makaita, kuna kwa, kuzi kubuda kusina chikon zero mkati. Kune chikon zero, chukuti pangwe makama hea, baka kana wote, zaza zango miras, nema miras shio, anji mwa wana. Kuzo wana ringo basa, kune ingwe nyika, jase minu tu wa garika, kana di muno, gana kawa ya, neku garika, ndi ambasada, noti basa rake, wangwe wano vesa muno wana, ajishanda kana anga wale chara kubani. Kudaspora akato tiza kuti munyika make akashaya basa ari kulecharero kana kuti engineer munoona achishandira kudzeko nyika ndozviripo kama venda ndizvimwe the same scenario kuma venda mavenda ari kutengisira mbwagwa nenyaya kuti vava create mabasa hapana munhu awokera achidzingira nemanene neshimbo kana nefuti vachimira vakango create mabasa do you think kuti kana zitko ikavhura kana zimasi ikavhura kana sebo chemicals ikavhura munoona vanhu akaungana marovhe muma street hakuna vava create mabasa vanhu ava. Tatotamburawo nogara kuzvekwe musha tichema tiri kuzvekwe musha. Dzase mimi kuti vanhu vanenge vasinokwasa kuti havo zvimwe zvinhu mukati menyika yedu bhati. Zvinotoita kuti nyika yedu budirire ngavakirire mabasa. Kwete kuti vadzinge vanhu vachirova vanhu vemarabhu. Vachirova matomasi evanhu vachidya matomasi evanhu.
Mukoma Mamboma, tichidzoka kumashure, kanzuru inotaura kuti yakagadzira nzvimbo kana kuti makanzuru mazhinji anotaura kuti akagadzira nzvimbo dzekuti vanhu ivava vaende kunotengesera. Asi vanhu ivava vanoti zvimwe zvikonzero zvacho zvekuti vasatengesera kunzvimbo hanzi hakuna makastoma anosvika ikoko. The council has created the vending spaces, but the vendors, they don't want to take up those spaces.
Ndida kupa example yekumasvingo mukoma Jonga kwandoko. Kunonzi kuchitima market handitika. Musika mukuru nozikamwa masvingo iyoyo zvakakiretwa navalwis chamiti vachirimira vamasvingo the later chamiti. Pane nzvimbo iri pa makanzera nenyaya yekuti pa 2008 up 2013 makanzera akadominata ZANU-PF akawanda muka pakuriga kwavakaita vakaita vakawanda havachina vari kuti ndo biriki muka makanzuro mazhinji vanhu makanzera avo ndovakuita zvekoo zveuori vachikiretera nahama dzavo zvavo zvechizveki zanhu zvokunzikana uchida kuti uwane sendi unonyoresa ukozodii zvava dzimwe ngano dzisina kana nomusoro wese mugoma ende vanhu vavakutambura ngavangokireta mabasa mugoma zvekuti kana kuti zvakafanira kuti muHarare wanzi kukakola kana kuti kusingasviki pe district kusingasviki vanhu vanofanga kutenga zvachisaka unotenga ikoko ndiani. Do you think munhu angaenda kuma hype ako kumucheto kana kuma outgate kwetown achinofambira kutenga matomati kwete famba ane mari vane mota
aiwa maita basa
ndotigira mukoma zvorwadza namukoma ndichiwedo kumasvingo kune mamwa mukoma same wadzai kuti ngaarambe vakasunga ipapo decision yavatoronga izano rakanaka tovatigira hakuna ngoti mavenda angangobuda mazirichi iwo vasina mabasa avakireti.
Regai tikonzwa vari kumusha vacho kuti vanotambira sei kutsigirwa nemunhu asipo achikuti rova stereki iye asipo maita basa mukoma Donny. Tine mumwe muteereri ndizvozvo maita basa. Tina mukoma Edward vari kuZimbabwe. Makadii mukoma Edward?
Jonga muri sei?
Aiwa tiri wapenyu, kuri sei ikoko?
Kunoku inhamo mukoma, tongodaro tirimo munyika medu.
Ndizvozvo, mungadzora mbichana volume yeredhiyo yenyu iri kubva yangodzoka kuno.
Oraiti, zvakanaka.
Ehe, titaurire nyaya yenyu.
Nyaya inonetsa mukoma Jonga ndeyekuti mukatarisa chirongwa ichi chiri kuitwa nehurumende chekubvisa vanhu mumugwagwa. Nyaya inoitika ndeyekuti pamwe pacho unotoona kuti zvinenge zvichitongotungamirwa nemayouth officers. Saka awondoona kuti kunongova kuda kungorwadzisa vanhu apa vanhu vanenge vachitozama kuti vatongoshanda vavawane chinoraramisa mhuri nekuti mukatarisa kuti munyika medu hamuna mabasa izvozvi zvivana kuzvikoro tinotitambura kuti towana mari nemutoo upi kuti tiwane kubhadhara maschool fees pamwe nekutenga mabhuku. Saka vanhu vanenge vachitongotsvagawo kuti vangawana chouvirere vakwanisa kudii kuriitira mhuri.
Asika mukoma Edward, hurumende iri kuti saizvo zvino kune dambudziko rekorera. Hanzi naminister, the government could not continue to fold its hands when the threats of typhoid and cholera had become a reality. He said illegal activities in the CBDs have virtually become cover for other criminal activities, and it was critical for the government to arrest the situation before it exploded. Varikuti dambudziko rezvirwere zvekorera netyphoid. Pamusoro pezvo, vanhu vari kutengesa mukati mwemaa kuitawo mbavha dzaakungowanda nevanenge vachitengesa, saka vari kuti zvinofanira kugadziriswa. Imi munoona sei?
Tikatarisa mudhorobha redu muHarare, munoona kuti pane nzvimbo dzakanga dzichitaurwa kuti ndo magadzirwa kuti mavhenda vandotengeserako, asi kusvika pari zvinezvi hapana pati pagadzirwa kuti mavhenda vaendeko vandotengeserako. Plus kunzvimbo kwacho kokoko kunenge kuri kure nevanofamba vanenge vachitenga tenga kuti tikwanise kudii kutengerwa tiwane kuraramisa mhuri. Handi maona manje hongu chirwere kuti pane kolera nezvii zvese tinozvinzwisa, asi kuti kudai tagadziriswa nzvimbo idzodzo tikwanise kudii tikwanise kutengesera zvitengeswa zvedu mune zvakanaka. Manje hakuna nekwatagadzirwa kuti tingatitondeswa uko kwatinodii kwatinokwanisa kutengesera.
Kwouyawo imwe nyaya yekuti vanotengesera yamumigwagwa ivava vanonowaridza zviro zvavo pamberi pechitoro chiri kubhadhara mitero. Tombopa kana example kana mufananidzo wechitoro chekwao K. Muchitoro chekwao K chinobhadhara mitero, ini ndosvika ndowaridza bhutsu dzangu nembatya ndakutengesawo panze ipapo. Munoonawo sei danho iroro?
Nyaya iri kuitika mukoma Jonga ndeyekuti isusu semavhenda ka apa tatova kutsvaga kunonyanya kufambira vanhu vazhinji kuti tikwanise kutengerwa, pane kuti toenda kure kure kusingasviki vanhu veruzhinji tinotengerwa sei? Ndo nyaya inenge yavapo. Iyi nyaya iyi inyaya yekuti vanhu taakungoita zvisingatenderwi zvacho, iri nyaya yekuti tikwanise kudii kuti tingabata dhora here tikwanise kuraramisa mhuri dzedu. Andimaona manje.
Thank you so much mukoma Edward. Ndoda kuti mutsanangure the same reasons dzamuri kupa nechirungu kana muchikwanisa henyu kuti why do you want to remain where you are operating from, like on the streets, yet the councils created some vending space for you. There are stalls that we understand the council, like for Harare, built at Coca-Cola and Covent Road, I think. So why do you want to continue selling illegally in the central business districts? Hello?
I think it's off.
So the two, Donald Mamboma and Donald Mamboma is in South Africa.
Yes.
And Edward, they are all concurring on the issue of jobs. They are saying for vendors, it's not like they just want to be vendors, but they are doing it for a living, survival. If the government creates jobs, then no one will be bothering the councils or the authorities going into the CBD to sell illegally, you know. So I don't know how jobs could be created to cater for over 4 million people who are vending on the streets, because that's a very tough.
I think we're joined now by Ms. Deborah Mkasa. She is one of the members of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mkasa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
Siyaphila, wena unjani khona ngapho?
Hayi,
akutsho ukuthi khona ngapho ke bekungani kuyethuselwa ukuthi bazakhipha ibutho ukuthi libuye khonapho ligijimisane lani emgwaqweni. Kuhamba njani okwamanje?
Kwabulawayo kungathi kusathule kasikezwa lutho, besibalindela ukuthi sibone ukuthi bathini. But thina njengeBulawayo Traders Association release i-press statement esonayo uhulumende ukuthi engakwenzi khona lokhu, kaqale e-provide izisebenzi lezi ezingamavenda imisebenzi. Sesikubeka njalo sisixwayisa futhi ukuthi abantu abatshontsha imali ye-government i-R15 billion baphiwa 3 months i-estimate yokuthi beyiphendukise. Thina-ke amavenda singaphonga ukuphiwa 48 hours, engathi singamasela thina singazomasela. So sicela uhulumende ukuthi kakeme eqale esinike imisebenzi nxa kuwukuthi ufuna siphume emgwaqweni.
So ke ale sabe ukuthi bangagcina bebuya nje betshana lani khona.
Hayi, ukwesaba asingeke sesabe kangako, ngoba ilungelo lethu i-constitution yethu yeZimbabwe iyasivumeza ukuthi sithengise, sisebenzele izimuli zethu. So sizakhulumisana naye, sizamelana naye yena uhulumende wethu. Nxa kusehlula njengobana bezasigijimisa ngamasosha, wethi sizagijima sithatha, kodwa siyaphinda sibuyele. zaba impankwalane ekhotshwa iphindiphendukiswa.
Aha.
Iphindi iziphendukele.
Ye, mana kunapho ke ungayikatshana siyabo kakhulu kodwa ungasuki lapho khona kunapho. Yibo bambile mama. So what she's saying is that the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association has actually released a statement saying that what they need are jobs and they cannot be given a short notice to leave. Yet people who actually allegedly stole some money and externalized funds were given time about 3 months or so to return the money. Mm-hmm. And she says there are some people who actually stole about diamonds worth about $15 billion. We have not even been given an ultimatum, you know. So why should they be given such an ultimatum? And to make matters worse, you know, they are not too afraid of the army. Because she's saying that, you know, that's their job. You know, they're not criminals. They're people who are actually earning a living through selling and buying items. So let it be, you know. Whatever comes, let it come.
And I understand we are failing to get through to Mr. Sten Zorwadza.
Yes, yes, and, we are trying by all means.
Yeah, we are also trying to get hold of Mr. Samuel Wadzai to bring them onto the program.
Yes.
But as I said, Gibbs, the minister was quoted in the Herald as having said that the government fears for the outbreak of cholera and typhoid. And he also said the illegal activities in the CBDs had virtually become cover for other criminal activities. Hence, it was critical for government to arrest the situation before it exploded. And he's quoted as saying, prevention is better than cure. The CBD is now home to a litany of unhealthy vending activities such as selling of second-hand clothes, unregulated vegetable vending, roasting milk cobs and money changers, amongst other activities.
So it's a lot of people that are facing eviction. So we can go back to Deborah Mukasa.
Yes.
And you see, Deborah, when we, Ms. Mukasa, when you look at issues to do with money changing, like while we are busy selling tomatoes and other things, there are people who are actually selling some other stuff near you there. So why not the Zimbabwe government doing whatever it wants to do? It wants to do that because there are some criminals that may be around you there.
Yeah, for sure. For the people who do money changing, as BVTA, we complained to the government that they should be arrested because it's not, you know, it's not conducive to do money changing. So thina njengebulawayo vendors vele asikufuni ngoba kakukho even emthethweni. Okuqakathekileyo kakhulu yikuthi yethu le local government kayilungise ama-bylaws. Abantu labantu sebekwazi imithetho yabo abamele beyenze, bebekwazi lokho abamele bekulandele. Khathesi vele yi-free Mandela. Ngoba wonke umuntu ofisa ukungena esfridini umbena ngothengisa inyama, umbena ngothengisani, kuba nzima vele ukuthi umcontrole ngoba akunamthetho oyiwo olawula ilizwe. Imithetho okhona vele ngwakudala kaSmith. So thina njengamazendazi lokho sicela ukuthi ngabalungisisa, salungisa njengama-associations kodwa kwathunyelwa kwaya ku-local government. Lokhu kubhenkiwe kumbeni kungapho ukuthi kuphenduke njalo ukwenza ukuthi kunqasele. Uncedisane namazendazi. Amazendazi they are not ama-criminals, but ngamazendazi afuna ukuncediswa kulokhu abangakwaziyo because singananzelela vele kabazange beke befunda ezikolweni besithi when I grow up I will be a vendor. Bazokuza bafunda besithi bazaba nemsebenzi, bafunda besithi bazakuba ngama-enjiniya, bebe ngamapholisa, bebe ngamasotsha, kumbeni bebe kuyini imisebenzi yabo etshiyeneyo. But due to economic situation ekhona kwaba nawo lokukhotshwa abantu emsebenzini, ama-factory avalwa. So abantu kathesi sebephila ngayo ivending. Umuntu uyavuka ekuseni esiya estridini ukwenza ukuthi ethole imali. So imithetho kayilungisiswe, ama-policies kalungisiswe, ama-bylaws kalungisiswe ukwenza ukuthi nxa sokukhona konke abantu befundiswe, behlale phansi beyazise ukuthi lokhu kubi, lokhu kuhle. Zani ukuphonga ukuthi kusasa bevukele babagijimise, sizagijima sibe estridini, yebo siyokuma kwelinye ikhona, sigcine sesenza okudlulisileyo.
Yebo,
bese ngikhuluma ngokuthi o-takeout lani laba bakhona kakulungisizwe zonke izinto zona lezi ukwazi ukuthi kunqatshelwe konke.
Yes, yeah, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke pambakona po ungayikatshana. So she's saying that the government should fix a lot of issues, and even the councils should fix bylaws, you know, so that they can operate accordingly. So at the end of the day, somebody who then asked the question, that is Nyari Makuyana. She says vendors are not being told to not to sell. They should. They are told to move to certain given areas.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying Deborah should answer that question.
Oh, yeah. Give her the opportunity.
So, so Deborah, there's somebody asking you here that the government is not asking you to stop selling items, but is asking you to shift a little bit, go to some designated areas. So why are you actually resisting to shift to those areas designated by the councils?
Sinanzelela ukuthi i-council isinika ama-areas lapho kungela business khona. Thina njengamazindazi we want imali esandleni there and there khonapho khonapho njengomuntu wamagundwane. So singakuyahlala like njenge-Highlanders Club. Akula activity ekhona ngale eyokuthi ingasisa ingadraw abantu ukuthi bebuye bezofuna bethenga. That's why sesifuna sesiminyana khonaphana usibhidi ngoba kudlula wonke umuntu it's a hub kula mabhasi, kule mthova, kule everything. Nabahamba even ngezinyawo you afford ukusuka emakhokoba to Drobeni mzilika to town, usiyathenga. That's why isiminyana khonapha bathi kungalungiswa kuhle kube nemithetho ezivikelayo kumbe enqabelayo sonke sizabakwazi nendawo esizaziphiwa kube ne-activity kube nakuthova kube nokuhamba khona nama-shops evulwe kube nezindawo zokuthi abantu noma bethengisa bephuma emsebenzini baphuma bethengi kuyazwakala but ngingasoko endaweni emandaba
Yes, that was our cool mama. So she's saying that they want to sell at certain places where somebody
they make
can walk.
Spend money.
Yeah, like
like magunzan makons.
Yeah, like you know when you kill a rat,
mm-hmm.
use some medicine or what you call it?
Some red kill.
Yes. That is supposed to kill them.
Yeah.
So what you need is to you know hook the money. When it's very hot. So people will be passing through you and all those kind of things. But if you take people to Highlanders Club down there or take them up to the other industrial areas, no one goes there.
Yeah,
so she says those are not good selling points. So the government, the city councils should think about that.
But you know,
so she says they can have some divisions in the CPD.
But you know, Gibbs, I think they will give them the opportunity to answer to this question that I have. That is my personal question.
Uh-huh.
You know, if the people are starved of goods and stuff in the CBD, they will be forced to go to those selling areas.
I think we've got another.
Yeah, we have Mr. Samuel Wadzai, who is the director of VSET, which is a vendors initiative for social and economic transformation. Wadzai Magadi. Aiwa, tinototenda imino kuti tanga tichinetseka kuti kubate parunhara asi tazokwanisa kubata. Nyaya yatiri kukurukana ndiyo yekuti makapiwa maawa 48 kana maawa makumi mana nemasere kuti munge mabva munzvimbo dzisingabvumidzwe dziri kutengeserwa nenhengo dzenyu. Taona kuti danho iri harina kunge raitwa maawa 48 anenge apera. Titaurire kuti zvakamira sei parinhasi.
Ya, ndizvozvo hapana masoja ataona, hapana mapurisa ataona achiuya kuvhiringidza vanhu. Maripota ataona nyika yese. We hope kuti zvinotaridza kuti vaona kuti danho ravanga vachida kutora sehurumende hari tiro rinotiendesa mberi senyika. We hope kuti vaona kuti mukana wokuti kana pane zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane zvino vanhu vanogara pasi votaura. Kwete kuti tinopedza masoja onzi akuenda kundodzingirira vanhu vari kuda kurarama vada kuchengeta mhuri dzavo handioni sezvine uchenjeri hazvina uchenjeri kana vanhu vari kutitungamira vachiti vari kuda kugadzirisa nyika hazvina uchenjeri kuunza kumasoja dzobva toni zveizvo zvinogadzirisa dambudziko iri dambudziko rinongogadziriswa chete kana hurumende ikazvipira kutaura nemavenda hurumende ikazvipira kutaura nevanhu vari muinformal sector zvitogadzirisa sei nyaya yekonjeshen mutaun harisi dambudziko redu semazenda kuti mune congestion iyaya ini dambudziko ravo kuti vari kutadza kuvaka nzvimbo dzinokwanirana nesu nouwandu hwatava navo 90% unemployment munyika munotarisira tii vanhu vanofanira kutongowanda chete kana hurumende ikasava isikasauya nenzira dzokugadzisa kuti tokutengesera pachena pange pari akasarukana pasiri mucbd.
Saka pane urongwa here vavadzai hwekuti musangana nehurumende kana nemaauthorities kuti mutaure nyaya iyoyi?
Yes, isusu seboka takatombonyora I think about a month ago, just before pachinjwa mapermanent secretaries emaministry. By then takatonyorera vari vamulilo ndovanga vari permanent secretary veministry of local government. But takazoreplywa nevanyuwani vavako vakatiti aiwa tatataura nemitanga imambonoonana neHarare City Council nemamwe wemakanzuro ese kunzvimbo dzamuri kuda kuti mutigadzise matambudziko ari ikoko. Tikati aiwa sisi problem. Maefforts atakaitawo ekuda kutaya kubata vanhu veHarare City Council vairamba vachingopostpona mameetings ataifanira kuita navo. But takativanyorera vanhu veministry tichitaridza kuti isusu seboka tinovimba kuti zvinhu zvese zvinogadziriswa kana vanhu vakagara pasi vachitaura. Saka zvataakuita since pasina zvakabuda neHarare City Council, pasina zvakabuda nemamwe makanzuro ose muzimbabwe, taakudzokera futi kwavari kuministry zvekutotaura inini ndichidaro nokuti zvesaturday takavaitira imwe tsamba yekuti onai takatadza kuona vanhu vamakati tiona maakutaura zvekuti maakuunza masoja todii. Saka takamirira mhinduro yavo kuti tinzwe kuti asi ndinoti wiki iyo ino futi tichitaura zvomuHarare tinokwanisa kunge tichionana nameya veHarare tinzwewo kuti vanoona sei tozvigadzirisa sei.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs is saying that as of now, because I cannot say as of end of business, because they might be still selling on
sometimes
the streets.
Yeah.
But he says up to now they haven't had any contact with the military or police or municipal police. So if they think that maybe the authorities may have decided to proceed with caution and deal with the issue differently from engaging using the soldiers. But this is only the 48th hour. Maybe tomorrow it will be a different story.
All came all together, yes. We've got Tindo who says, please create jobs for these people. Then Takawira Spanda says, we want a clean city, comrades, whether you like it or not. Then Richard Piri says, vendors are welcome, but go to the created space. Then I've got Justice who says, I'm watching you from South Africa. And Denford says, I'm watching you guys from Mausekwa. Watch water. And then we've got Sibarashi who says, I'm there, guys, fair. And then Sifas Zuse writes, I think the government is being heartless. The economy is dead and no jobs. Everyone is surviving on vending, including graduates. People create jobs and then chase them from the streets. My number is so-and-so. So he left us his number. He says, call me right now. Nelly Joe Utikona Nsemberengwa. Kuzobuya lo Wellington like Uti Nse Harare Bafowet, who's on Dinjalo? Uti Laming say Ngoblawayo. Then we've got another person here. Lillian says, I'm watching you guys from Joza. Then Calva Welma Zondiwa says, but they must remember that those black money market, dealers are also affected by unemployment. So why should vendors want them to be arrested and not vendors themselves? They should all be arrested. Because they're in the same predicament.
Yeah.
And then Alan says, that lady, Barbara Mkasa, is talking sense. I support her 100%. How can people be given 48-hour ultimatum to leave the streets? So she's right.
Tina Mukoma Robert, Muchade Nyika. Hanzi, varikushaya basa rekupa masoja avo. Vakuita zvekumhanyisa mavenda. Vanoda kuti vararamire pi mabasa acho. Hakuna. Ngavasatambudza vanhu. Then Mukoma Danimo Murombo, tsvagirai vanhu mabasa. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Siyai vanhu vatengese avo, please. Then try more Mutema. Vakuru tinokumbirawo mumbotirega tiwanewo raramo. Muchitigadzirira zvokuti tiite zviri pamutemo. Tinofa shua mukatidzinga mustreet umo. Tina Finos Mataruse. That's for struggling ZANU-PF government. Then Majua Muchita. Black market pasinayo. Ndiwo matsotsi varikutitengesera hembe dzaura uye grocery raka expire. Toda mashops avhurwe uye maindustry. And Patricia Kandeya, siyai vanhu vararamise mhuri dzavo, munozovapa chekudya here? Koma rent fees, guys, msadaro. Tina Clyde Chikuni Chawa, give them 48 hours to open the industries. Darlington Chipkanya, kiki kiki. Anzi unoudza ni muna anovota, muna anoudza pa anovotera, andisi kutanga chipindura pape hapa.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sifas Selva Dino Chigutsa, andisi kutu Selva Dino ili ndere ku Brazil ili zita ili.
Mm-hmm.
Anzi ili kuya ami mchamanya zhenyu, then Caleb Tendai, ngawa shandise mauto kuwano waba mari enyika, waidzose, notu kuwano, wariku zichagira mari, misplaced priority. Anzi na PC Mudoni, vanhu vararama nei nokuti havasati vavhura mabasa ndo vanhu vatinawo parizvino Gibbs.
And then we've got Edward Ndopara says, hi Jonga brother, can you call me now? He left his number. Mm-hmm. You know, Edward wants you to call him.
Okay.
So I think we've got the number out there. And then we've got Walt T who says, I'm watching you guys. Mm-hmm. Cynthia says, I wish our government could just start chasing potholes on the roads as much as they are chasing vendors. Yeah, that's a powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's one against independent. Kuloba balapa kutuwa kuchemsu, kuchemsu ti. Esu kubona kuti abantu, abakwazi abakwenza, laba bakhulumende. Bafuna kuti benzeni, ama vendors lawa. Ama vendors ngabantu abazama impilo, njalo kumele impilo yabo, ibe enhle kakhulu. Nga kuti kule msebenzi. Kodwa kuti kusetshenziswa amasotsha, ukuthi abasuse emgwaqweni, sibona ngana kulunganga. Abadingi imsebenzi, babalungisele. Siloba.
Anzi, tinemthelela.
Oh, Siloba, kuti honest. Yeah. Siloba, honest, lapha ecingweni. Honest, kunjani? Hello, honest, how are you?
Yebo baba.
Yeah, unjani mfowethu?
Unjani?
Anpile kakhulu. So, udaba lolu lubona njani?
Mina baba, ngithi ngiyibonayo ama-vendors abasuswe empela emadorobheni, akusahambeki baba. Izitrata zivalekile, kudayiswa amatomasi, amabhanana, ife, kugcwele amakhasi, ngidrobhu, amadorobhu angcolile baba. Kanti ngesikhathi sabelungu bekunganama-vendors na, ama-vendors bekhona, mara lapha abadayisela khona. Kona manje sebefuna ukudayisela yonke indawo. Uyabona i-government yethu yomuntu omnyama. Sine, ni problem nge ma government wonke yabona abantu noma se problem ukuthi at the same time sine ama vote at the same time sifuna ukuthi si enforce umthetho yabona khatha kelungu ingeke yenzakale lempela kuba bekho nje laba abantu ngabe lungu yangcwe ni vote yomuntu omnyama ngoba vele uvele ngavote yabona amasomasi maye ngadayiswa emalokishini yonke into abayidayisa ekuphona uma bangayidayisa emalokishini abantu bazohamba bayokuthenga. Because mina ngeke ngiyeke ukuthi ngamatomasi ngithi ngamatomasi awekho etown ma idayiswa khonale hilinders side ngohamba ngiyowafuna khona.
So uthi phakathi emathawuni lapha no akunjani?
Hayi phakathi emathawuni no akusahambeki baba abantu sengihamba kanye esitradini phakathi nezimoto. Ngiyathi lapha kuma-pavement akusahambeki kugcwele bona la bantu abadayisayo. Unyathele izinto zabo bayalwa futhi ababekhosi ukuthi khona kumele ngifuna kuhamba khona abantu aso ndawo yokudayiseka.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke baba honest. Isibongo mbani?
Ndibonga.
Usibongile Ndlovini ungathola kusasa baba.
Okay.
So according to Mr. Ndlovu, things are not well. You know, he says vendors should actually comply and use designated places. He says if they are relocated, like what you said, if they are relocated and there are no tomatoes in
on the
CPT,
street, yeah,
people just go out there and buy.
Yeah, they so, go into the markets.
Yeah,
like,
so he says,
when we were growing up, people used to go and buy tomatoes from the Mbare market and at market stores in our areas. Though there were people who'd sell by the corner, street corners, but that time in the 70s, the municipal police, those who used to wear the English khaki uniform, they would come and chase them away here and there, but mostly people would go and buy from the market.
Let's hear from Ms. Mukasa. Ms. Mukasa, is it possible for people to go for you when you're selling from very far away from the CBD? So, why is it problematic?
It's not possible. Because once we catch another Baba Catena, Konama Pasa, because of Vuela is in Makaya, Benetem, Emanovichina. Two, Agula, very business is why Agula activity. so enga draw ama customers ukuthi ebuye as Islanders Club oyezwe ngikhuluma khona ukuthi ngabe ngahamba emandathi side like ukuthi isifakwe Dunlop iDunlop udala yavalwa so sabe sifaka sithengisela abantu so sifuna lapho kulabantu khona kule business khona egcweleyo kulabantu khona okule activity 24/7 kanezi sikhuluma so bakhona abanye abachayisileyo emsebenzini yabo abanje ngamamisi namateacher namapholisa asustaina impilo yabo ngokuthengisa so kade sebekhiphile amabhatch okuba ngamamestress sebethengisa sebefaka ama-overalls okuthengisa ama-tamatis so that they get the money akula mali emabhenki kulokhu kulayinelwa so ukuthi bethole amabhasfe okuya ku-formal employment akula but bayithola sebehambe bayathengisa khona pho lapho kubhizi khona then ngibe sengifuna ukukhomenta kulowo baba othe ship out the vendors you are wrong baba whoever ikuthi asangabhanga ukuthi ungawela uthi khona khona government speak to the people uhulumende wethu lo esimfakileka sesukhombrete nangakwa upresident wethu esimfakile so far usehambe wayehlangana namastudenti wayehlangana namapholisa wayehlangana labo bani bani but uyehluleka ukuthi ekehlangane lathi sicela ukuthi ekehlangane lathi njengama-vendors sikhuluma isipho zethu simkhangele esikhangele lathi sibonisana naye simbonisa ukuthi uhamba njani wazinika 100 days zokuthi uzabe sephinile i-message ngumgaqo but lokho ebhoda silidala esithiya thina esiyi-80% of the population esiphandle sicela ukuthi yasibone kamite thina engakasiklini kasikline sebonele ukuthi sisabhona umeli sizindulula nokuthi kasimlaleli eseke wahlangana lathi ubhizi usahamba ama-china esiyanga sephothe efana nephela la enalo ezimkhiphile sizacela nawo amasotsha ukuthi ekutheni
Yeah, but Mokulam not. So what she's saying is that, you know, the president, President Mnangagwa, he has gone all over the place, meeting including, with, including China. Mm-hmm. All over meeting with, you know, business community,
the youth,
students, mm-hmm. everybody. But has avoided vendors. And she says there are 80% in terms of people that are in the business sector. Mm-hmm. So why is he avoiding the vendors? So at the end of the day, she says, you know, maybe the army has to rethink and do the other thing.
Hmm.
You know?
You saw on the minister here's statement, he says that he warned of the arrest of legislators and councillors who could try to undermine the operation to gain political mileage, uh-huh. the operation of pushing out vendors from CBDs. Uh-huh. So he's warning members of parliament,
to
councillors,
stay yes.
to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get caught in between there mm-hmm. For political mileage, that's prosecution.
So, maybe Wazanai can chip in there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Wazai? Mr. Wazai, are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, the minister has warned of the arrest of legislators and councillors who could try to undermine the operation to gain political mileage. Maybe there may be councillors and legislators or MPs who may try to side with vendors. They are being warned that they will face a prosecution or arrest. What do you say about this?
That would be totally unacceptable. It's unconstitutional. Members of parliament, councillors, those are elected representatives of the people. So if you cannot kind of cover it, our challenges. What is the problem with that? Those are our representatives, and I don't expect the minister to think that he should not go operator in isolation of those that represent us. That kind of thing, the problem that now, I mean, it's procedural. It's good to go so that they understand. So can I go to our arrest? I don't know if it's a banana republic. We have to allow them to assist us. That's why itakawa choose Isusu, sema citizens, kutuwaende kundotibatira, mparamendi momo, makanzu, watibatire tijende sa sistemo redi. I don't think that would be a good move. To me, it's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can just repeat that in English, your statement.
In full English?
Yes, what you are saying, yes.
Okay, we are saying we don't expect the minister to make such threats to members of parliament and councillors. As far as we are concerned, it's our right, it's the, within the constitution for us as citizens to go to, to our members of parliament, to go to our councillors with issues that affect us, with issues that affect us as vendors, because those are our representatives. They are our voice in parliament. They are our voice in these local authorities. So it's unwise, it's unconstitutional for the minister to threat, to make such threats that they will arrest them. How, why should they arrest them when they are speaking on behalf of us as vendors? We are bringing these issues to them because we are the ones who elected them. And the reason why we elected them is because we want them to take our issues further. We want them to represent us. So it would be unconstitutional and unwise for the minister to make such utterances.
Mm. But have you ever tried to engage or meet with the new minister, Minister Moy, July Moy?
We tried to do that, like I've already indicated, through the permanent secretary, and we are continuing to do that. I know that we should be able to do that within the next few days, because it's urgent. It's urgent. We really need to meet him and make sure that he sees light.
Mm-hmm. And also, he mentioned some people who are selling vending space. What do you say about these people, or about these allegations that there are people who are thriving on selling vending space?
Yes. It's an issue that has always been raising, as we said, that there are these politically connected people, individuals, who just come and claim the whole of Copacabana, the whole of 4th Street, the whole of Chitima in Masingo, and say, this is my space. Mm. So if you want to operate from this space, you have to pay me $5, $8 a day. And we call these people space barons. Space barons has been there, and we've been complaining about these people. And the existence of space barons is another reason why vendors are refusing to go and occupy the so-called designated spaces. Because the fees that they are charging, they are exorbitant. We cannot afford the $8 a day. And so the first thing that they need to do is to remove these politically connected individuals. For your own information, my brother, these individuals are proxies of directors, of senior staffers in all these councils. They are making money through these space barons, and they want to come back and accuse us as vendors of refusing to go and occupy these spaces when they know that these spaces are being used to extort money from us. So they should deal with that issue. It's a reality, but it's their own creation again as the local authorities. They are refusing to deal with those people. We have been reporting them to the local authorities, but nothing has been done.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Wadzai. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, Wadzai, Warutarota. Nyayekuti. Hurumende kana kuti minister vakatyisidzira nhengo dzedare reparamende pamwe chete nemakanzura kuti vanenge vapindira munyaya iyoyi vanozotorerwa matanho ekusungiswa. Hanzi andofunga vari kukanganisa, nokuti maonero avo Wadzai ndeyekuti vanofanira kunge vachiengeja malegislator kana kuti nhengo dzeparamende pamwe chete nemakanzura, nokuti vakasarudzwa nevanhu. Vanhu vacho ndo vari kutengesa migwagwa. Saka kana vakaita dambudziko, vanofanira kuwana mukana wokuenda kunotaurira MP wavo nakansela wavo kuti taita dambudziko rakati.
Yes.
Saka havafanira kuonekwa vanhuwo vamakansela kana maMP as if they are interfering for political mileage, sezviri kutaurwa naminista. Hanzi aiwa, havafanira kudaro. Then vataura panyaya yevanhu vari kunzi vari kutengesa nzvimbo dzekutengesera space barons. Imari iyoyo hanzi anongokuchaja. Taimbonzwa taimbonzwa kunzi pamupedza namo kune maspace barons pambare pamusika. Even kana kuti bhazi chairo ripinde mumbare kuti rinotsvakura vanhu rainzi bvisai mari, taitoziva vanhu vange vachonzi vaiita mari naizvozvo $5 makumaguma.
Sizwe ke kumama ke umkasa. Kosikazi Mkasa, kobulaya kukhona yini kona kuthiwa ngamaland ama-space baron?
Kobulawayo bebekhona, kodwa hayi they are not much. Babekhona ngesikhathi bezana ngeuzalala seku-37 years eseyadlulayo, but okwakathesi hayi kuthule because ama-associations wonke akhona they are registered ku-city council ngabantu abayaziwayo. Laba abanye ababengaziwa when ngendlela vele siphila ngayo ansho kulabanye abanambayo bengabe bekhona beqathile but kabakho open like as iHarare ikutho ikukhuluma
babe vele ngapi
yabo amateka amalenzanoza ayibuya ngamabuses zewebus from kukhwekhwe gweru Harare bebuya bezolokhuzana bezosebenza la singakhumbula ngesikhathi lesano u-ex mama wethu uGrace wayesithi khona nxa abantu bethengisa befake amaflag eZimbabwe kungakabi le hashtag yibo bona laba babengama-lenvaro zonke babefake amaflag bethengise mahari besala kodwa bona becollect izimali ebantwini hayi kungathi kuthule lokho abantu abakhona kuma-waiting list bamelele ukuthi bephiwe izindawo zabo ecouncilini manje isithi council nayo ithi kumele i-approval from i-local government i-process yangona iqinisi sibande kakhulu okuthi thina njengamalokhuzeni sicela ukuthi ngakuthiwa kuyaba lelokhuzeni kuthiwa kuyini i-demarcation umbeni kuthiwa kuyini ngesikhiwa ukuthi kubuke iBulawayo izimele yodwa ibone ukuthi yenzani izinto zayo kwezokuthi ama-problems akobulawayo etreat ngabantu bakobulawayo not ukuthi sizosimelele uminista okhulume vele eHarare khona kani engakwazi ngakho ukuthi konza i-ground kunjani
yes yakuza kakhulu-ke she says the space barons in Bulawayo are less now but they used to be very prevalent during the time when
before Gibbs left for the American for the Americans
something like that so she says, you know, they were rampant during the time when the former first lady was still there.
And many people were allegedly using her name to do all these things.
Yeah, so she says people were asked to put flags, you know, on their stands. So these people come, put flags, and then
they charge you for the flag.
Charge you for the space.
Or for the space.
Yeah. So, meaning that they were actually passed from different places.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a caller, Gibbs. Yeah. Na mkoma innocent. Magadi mkoma innocent. Hello, Mr. Innocent.
Adeng.
Abe, takasimba magadi yo.
No, nagara.
Muruku ufona murukupi?
Muruku ufona ndri South Africa, Free State.
Ah, tipe yo pfungwa zenyu pamusoro penyaya ya tiri kukurukurai.
Panyamu kukwe nuna nrubinza kote wana wafari kutingisira mikuwa kwa asikuta pana za wanga ita ngutu tika sema zimbawa mwati kwa mabasa asa ati haamu kote munu haa gare pesu na pisa wamba watu izo wate wala kushibiza nika asi munu unu ponga anu kia nge kito opa anire
asika mkoma innocent izo asisi zinu shichaka izo tichikura taiona vanhu vachitengesera pambare kana mune misika yakasiyana siyana vachitotiza mapurisa vakangoona mapurisa vokanda zvinhu zvavo pasi pemabhazi nezvimwe zvakadaro illegal vending yakangoramba iripo iyi
zvagara ziripo tizokuti mauto achapindira achange ichizovadzinga apa munenge mauto kanganisa mutemo ngekuti zvazoti vanoshuvisa nyika asi munhu hapana zvaangaita ngenyaya kuti mabasa acho orati kuti tigare ka vanenge vasina zvokuita togati ishande asi kana tichitengesera ka zvinenge zviri nani
asika ava havasi kurambidzwa kutengesa mukoma innocent vari kunzitengesai asi endai munotengesera kunokodzera ndakamboona rimwe bhazi Gibbs ndero mubhazi kumusha ranga rakanyorwa kunzi huchapa hatirambidzi unoziva huchapa
Yeah, the
hygienic conditions. And which part? Rambizi. I see it right away.
Yeah.
Apa zvinzi tengesai asi tengeserai nzvimbo dziri designated.
Zvona ndizvona kuti vari kushibisa nyika mumigwagwa asi munhu kuti agare state pamba pake pasina zvaanoita pedzi racho vanogwesa vaoda kuti imbava. Umwe akatama hukweke pambara vaya unenge vati orait oh pano wakabva kumushando waya. Saka ndofungidzira kuti iyena wabe huku yangu mazona mai saka zvekuti mauto angapindire hatirambe kuti mauto apindire asi zvimweni zvinenge vakutotyora mutemo yebasa ravo ravanofaudi vange vachiita ndinotera mwaita basa mwane pamukana uno
kumusha ndekupi kumukoma innocent
kumusha nobvira kuchipinge
chipinge uko muri kuchecheche
Dezi hiri.
Achingobvunzai variko kuti vari kwadi kwadi here uko.
Ndinotenda mwaita basa mwanipa mukana uno.
Ngoti dimu.
Alright.
Eh. Ah, mukoma innocent. Da 30 seconds zapera. Nada kuti vakwaise vanhu vari kudezi
iyo. Ya imagine ya. Kujaruka.
Ndoda kukwazisa vanhu vari pamuchono, ndoti munofara here sekuru ndozoti kwachina ndozoti munofara here Michaeli. Ndozende kudezi here ndozoti munofara here sokefasi. Ndozoenda futi kuchipinge ndozoti makadina mai tinotenda.
Mm.
Maita basa.
Ah, tinotenda zvikuru mwaita basa ndimwe. Thank you so much mukoma innocent. Mukoma innocent is saying yeah. The government, if it brings in the army, I think constitutionally that's not correct mm-hmm. for the army to deal with such issues, because those mm-hmm. issues can be dealt with local authorities. And he thinks that that's being heavy-handed to bring in the soldiers to deal with that such issues. And also he says these people, at the same time, they are littering. They should also be responsible in terms of making sure that where they sell or they vent from, their sites are clean.
Yes, we've got Lloyd Moyo on the VOA Ndebele page. He's saying, I'm watching from Botswana. Brian Tabete says, call me, guys, right now. Ngabeni Nyandemkonto Kumalo says, Mkona Tube, Lishona Njani. Then Musa Nkokoni says, I'm watching you in say, Beijing, China. Oh, far away lens, eh?
Yeah.
Pamela Kumalo says, where are the 2.2 million jobs? Promises, promises, and promises. When politicians don't deliver, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then she says, "Bapizi ngama vendors abantu abangcedisa imoli zabo." Then Musa Ngokoni writes, "Kabavule ama factory kumbe ama firm avalwa so as people so that people can get imisebenzi." Then we've got Caesar J Jamela V Jamela says, "Good evening, Lichola Njani."
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Kolani Mohatla. Says VOA, just VOA, mm-hmm. just what VOA.
Little bit. That's manje pana pati ne mutereri mukuru we VOA.
Yeah.
Anga ndrowa ndakasavering.
Yeah.
Muzoba ntsimwe.
Read that one.
Moses here in the Americas,
yes.
In Washington,
mm-hmm.
he says most vendors were created by government mismanagement of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the same government needs to have a much warmer heart towards the vendors, because it's only human to try and survive by all means necessary, before people start eating tree leaves like in 2008. Please read. I've read that. And I also have to acknowledge that Muzung Vance Nguwe is the MDCT organizing secretary here in North America province.
Yes, yes. And I'll mention that he was the first person to be on Facebook Live with on Zimbabwe Today
on Zimbabwe Show. Today.
Yes, so thank you so much
yes.
for coming every time. Busani Mbusontini says, I'm there, guys. Polite Kwakuba Maposa and Sean Macheza are saying, we are watching with you. And then we've got Right Maposa who says, Abasuke ibo ababulala ilizwe labo. Labospatelen babo labo. Abasuke babochwe. Rupen Lobo says, I'm watching, guys. Silke Mangeleza says, Lame Mbogele. Noma Kabo says, unfortunately, people were too trusting of this new president. Now they are crying. Sebe Kalokuzima. It's early days. Then we've got Pauline Nube who says, I'm watching right now, guys. Then we've got Auntie Leta Chabangu who says, hello, Lichona Njani, Nilalele in Manchester. Umosa Nkokoni Yakube Kanjaluti. The ZANU-PF government will never, ever change. Then Ulanga Nsakumbula says, I'm watching. Ntlantlabatlange Netube is my old friend. But I know now he's with the Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm watching as well. Thank you so much, Ntlantla.
Maybe you can give Mr. So, Mkasa her last
yes,
word.
Yes, your last word, Mkasa. 30 seconds.
Oh, the headphone dropped. Maybe.
Mr.
Wadzai, your last words.
Okay, so we just to continue to urge the government to open lines of dialogue with us as vendors, because we believe that the only way that we can be able to solve this issue. They should create more vending sites for us and desist from the blame game. Blame game cannot work if they want to correct the situation in this country. We are trying to survive under very difficult economic circumstances.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wazai. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Ms. Deborah Mkasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, and Mr. Samuel Wazai of the Vendor Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation. Thanks to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope you are going to join us again tomorrow. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni jonga kande meri nchitai watinotenda kwa tinokutsigira kwa muneta Studio 7 wa mwewaru China kunyika zakasiana siana. Rambaye makadaro. Mwara zvakanaka.